I would like to start in 2 Timothy 1:7. So if you can turn there. 2 Timothy 1:7. Let me know when you're there. Say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is what it says. This is the word of God. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. I title my message, Overcoming the Spirit of Fear. Amen. That's my title for today. And when we get through this message today, I'm going to be giving you 4 keys on how you can overcome the spirit of fear. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So here we have, this is the Apostle Paul, right? Speaking to Timothy in a letter. Amen. And as you can see, that's an encouraging word right there. It's telling you what the word says. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. So here, Paul, right, presented in this verse, presented fear as the opposite of power, love, and a sound mind. And truly, if we are in fear, we become powerless. Amen. How many can agree that when we are in the spirit of fear, we really are powerless? Because what happened? Fear snaps our strength and causes us to submit to things we never would have if we were not in fear. And that's the truth. There is no love in fear and no fear in love. Amen? Can we agree on that? Amen?
Amen.
Fear is a major instigator. Listen to this. Fear is a major instigator that causes us to doubt and causes us to not believe the word of God. Fear, the verse here says, fear does not come from God. It's not part of his design for how we are meant to live this life. We're meant to live this life in peace, in love, in his power, in his might. Amen. But fear often comes from the enemy, who we know whose goal is to stop us from fulfilling our purpose in God. Fear can also come from our insecurities and past experiences. And I'll be honest, that was me at one point. And every so often, there's little triggers that come in, and fear begins to overtake me. And I'm going to get to that in a little bit. But here's the truth. If fear, hallelujah, isn't from God, then you don't need to accept it, right?
Amen.
You can reject it in the name of Jesus, right?
That's right?
We allow fear, some of us, I know I have in the past, we allow fear to drive us outside of God's will instead of leaning in God's love and faith. So we need to begin to learn to lean in his love, to walk in his faith, to trust God. And the reality is that fear will drive you to make wrong decisions. Amen. Because when we're in fear, let's face it, we don't have a sound mind. Our mind is not clear. When we're in fear, we are basing fear and making decisions and we're making choices under our human emotion and feeling. And you shouldn't make base decisions on your human feelings and emotions. We got to seek the Lord. We got to be at peace. We got to make sure that we get a green light from God if you're asking him to for something that's really important in your life. Should I do this? Yes or no, Lord? Well, we need to wait for that green light. But if you're in fear, how are you going to receive with a sound mind? You just can't. And a lot of us are right now, we can be in a storm. And the storm that we're facing could be a health storm. It could be a financial storm. It could be even a relational storm. Mm-hmm. Right? And it reminds me back on the storm when the disciples and Jesus were in a boat, and then he was sleeping in the boat, and a great storm came in, right? Because they wanted to travel to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, and a great storm came in, but the Lord was asleep. He was at peace. Amen. And the disciples were like, Jesus, Lord, don't you care that we are perishing? Like you got to wake up. Where are you? And what did the Lord do? Peace, be still. He just spoke the word and everything calmed. So what happened here? The disciples allowed the storm to get into their hearts. And a lot of times we do that too. So often the storm, the challenges of life, health issues, financial issues, even relational issues with maybe our kids, with family members, we allow that storm to get into our hearts. Amen. But when the storm comes, we got to remain walking with God, remain connected with God, because God will carry you through the storm. Because there is a light, amen. Hallelujah, that continues. It's not gone away. There's a light. The light of the Lord continues to shine his face upon you. So I'm here to tell you, don't freak out when fear tries to overwhelm you. When fear tries to overcome you, don't freak out. There's a statement used many times in the Bible, it came to pass. And I'm telling you right now, the storm came to pass. It did not come to stay. So you got to tell your situation, this storm is coming to pass. It is not here to stay. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because I think nobody's exempt from trials, from tribulation, from challenges, from fear. No one is exempt. Amen. And Amen. Storms come when we are walking in the will of God. Are you walking in the will of God? Well, if you are, you will. You will come against some storms in your life.
Amen.
But I'm here to tell you also that storms can be caused by other people. Amen. Storms, Amen. You know, it can be caused also by the enemy. And sometimes by our own rebellious spirit, or maybe when we become disobedient towards God. Have you been there? Hello?
Amen.
Been there. And the truth is, we stop our potential when we become fearful. Amen? And I want you to turn now to the book of Hebrews, and we are going to go to chapter 13. In the book of Hebrews, verses 20 and 21. We haven't gotten to the keys yet. Just want to talk a little bit about fear and what and how you're equipped with God. Amen. But here in Hebrews 13, 20 and 21, this is what it says. Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Right? So here the verse is saying that God has fully equipped you because you have been made perfect. Listen, you have been made perfect. I have been made perfect in the sight of the Lord through Jesus Christ. And what that word means in this verse, that you were made perfect, it means that you are complete and mature in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
We are his sons and daughters. We're walking every day. If you're in the Word of God, you are walking every day in maturity, because God is taking you from glory to glory. He is just lifting you up, and you become more and more in the image of God every day. You become to model the Lord Jesus more and more and more every day.
Amen.
Because renewing of the mind is a daily process. You can't stop reading the Word today and don't pick up the Word tomorrow. This is a daily thing. Otherwise, the enemy's gonna come against you and your house when the wind comes, if you're not standing firm on the Word, may blow away. Amen. But when we are standing on God's foundation and the wind comes, amen, we will not be shaken. We will not be moved in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So the word here, perfect, in this verse is not referring to being sinless or without any flaws, as is often used today. Maybe some ministers can, you know, use sometimes this, but that's not what it means. It means that you are complete in Christ, that you are made perfect in Him. That every day God is bringing you from one step to another. He's lifting you up. You've been fully equipped already. We are already perfect because we're born again. Yes. We have been born again, and we have born again spirits. And our spirit is perfect in the eyes of God.
Yes, I'm spirit.
But our works are still a work in progress. Right?
Yes.
Our actions are still a work in progress. That's why it's so key to get into the Word every day and continue to renew your mind. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We got to renew our minds. We can't allow the circumstances or even our age to dictate to us, you know what? Nah, I can't do this. I'm too old. Nah, I can't do this. I can't walk this far. Nah, I can't. No. No. How many of you think you're too old to be used by God? Well, if you have any doubt in your mind that you may be, I want you to turn to Psalm 39:5 right now. Amen. You got to go there. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 39:5. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Look at what it says. It says, indeed, you have made my days at handbreadth, and my age is as nothing before you. And we don't stop there. And my age is as nothing before you. That means age don't matter to God. He ain't looking at your age. Are you willing? Are you making yourself available to God? Because age doesn't matter to the Lord. Amen. If He was able to use Abraham, Moses, amen, at an old age, He can certainly use us. Age is nothing to God. Amen.
Amen.
So we got to lean into God's grace and just go and do it in His name. Right? But we stop our own potential. I know I have many times. But we have to do things by leaning into God's grace. And I got to remind myself, I got to lean into God's grace. Amen. When I come to minister, when I study the Word of God, I got to lean into God's grace. I got to lean in to the Holy Spirit. I got, Lord, fill me with your words. I got to lean in to God. Amen. Because I can't do this on my own. We can't do this on our own.
Right.
And the reality is that fear will stop you, will stop me, and can debilitate me or you. If you allow that to overtake you, because it will cause you to avoid things. It will cause distress. It will cause you to be anxious. And we know that the word says, be anxious for nothing.
But why? Supplication.
That's right. Because God is with us, church. God is always with us. But the reality is that fear can paralyze you. Fear can paralyze me. Amen. A few weeks ago, I was asked to do something, and all of a sudden, my Lord, I froze. And it's not nothing that I can't do, but I just froze because I had to do it in front of quite a few people. Amen. And I just froze. And I was like, I'm frozen. Oh my God, what's going on? You know? And all of a sudden, the Spirit of the Lord just rose up on me. No, fear's not from me. Bind it. Rebuke it. And I had to come against the spirit of fear. Amen. Command it to leave. Command it to go in the name of Jesus. But this is what happens. Fear can really paralyze you. I remember going to college, and for the first time I had to speak, in front of the classroom to in front of the professor, the class, and I was mortified. Amen. Mm-hmm. And I struggled. I so struggled. That's why when the Lord called me to be a teacher from a platform or pastor, I was like, what? Are you kidding? Amen. But you know what? Every day is a learning process. From every day, I lean on God. I lean on God's grace to take me through. Yes. I know that I'm going from glory to glory. I know that every day God is maturing me here and there. Amen. I'm going up. I'm not going back. I'm moving ahead. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's what we gotta do. We gotta go up. We gotta move forward. Move ahead. Don't look back. Amen. Don't look back like Lot's wife did. Don't look back because you will freeze. Amen. So I just thank God. I thank God for the Holy Spirit that just awoken me, right? That very moment. And I was able to fulfill that which was asked of me. Amen. But I tell you, I was like, whoa. So that means, you know, that spirit of fear tries. It just tries to come in and trigger you that you're not good enough. Right. That you don't have what it takes. Who are you to speak into people? You know, and it begins to talk to your mind, and I have to bind it. Amen. Remember the 12 spies, right? Remember the 12 spies that Moses sent into to check out the land, the promised land, amen, God had promised for them. And what happened? Two came back and said, this land is great, amen. But then the other 10 said, yeah, but there's giants that are greater, amen. My words, amen, paraphrasing, right? But, you know, the two came back, this land is great. It's beautiful. And the other two, they're giants. We can't overtake that. So what happened? The 10 spies were filled with fear. Fear just grabbed hold of them. Amen. And we know what happened because we spoke about this, you know, for every year, right?
Yeah.
They were in the wilderness. They remain. Hallelujah. 10 spies, right? Times 4. 40 times 40, right? 40 days every year, right? Oh my gosh. A trip that could have been done in like 11 days in less than 2 weeks.
10, 11 days.
My goodness, it took them 40 years to enter the promised land. Amen? But they allow fear to overtake them. So we know that Satan does not want us to fulfill God's plan for our life. We know that as the moment you get saved, hallelujah, Satan is knocking at your door. Amen. Yeah. How many can testify to that? Amen. But let me tell you something. We are more than conquerors. Amen. Yes. Because the Lord Jesus defeated the enemy at the cross, and he is right now, he's under our feet. So I want to share with you four keys that would help you and me. Amen. Because remember, when I'm talking to you, I'm talking to myself. This word is talking back to me. Amen. I want to share four keys that will help you overcome fear. And key number one is know that the Lord God is with you. Amen. You have to know without a shadow of doubt that the Lord is on your side. Turn with me to Isaiah the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, and let's go to verse 10. Hallelujah. We're talking about overcoming the spirit of fear. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Amen?
Amen.
Fear not. And this is what happened. If we were just on our own, there would be good reason for us to fear, because we're doing things on our own. Yeah. But we know that life is full of unexpected things. There are traps, there are snares from the enemy, and they are everywhere. But yes, we who have God with us, church, we have good reason not to fear, because he has promised us that he will strengthen us, that he will help us, that the word says that he will uphold us with his right hand, the hand of his righteousness, right? And the right hand here signifies strength and skill. So we got what it takes because we have the Lord, because he's with us. And the Lord will use all his strength and skill to uphold you. Amen. To lift you up so you don't give up. So you come out of that spirit of fear. No, because it's not for yours to retain. Amen. Fear is not from God. Fear is from the enemy. And he is going to try to do everything that he can to stop you from fulfilling that which God has placed in your heart to do for his kingdom.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the enemy, he's fearless. He's resilient in what he wants to do.
Yeah.
So we, you know, God is giving us like a warning. Hey, you know, look out. Just like the Holy Spirit did to me. Hey, look out. That's not who you are. You're not fearful. You're wonderfully made in me, says the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So notice that not only are we not to fear, but we are also not to be dismayed, because it in here it says, be not, the second sentence says, be not dismayed, right? Hallelujah. And in the English word for dismay is do not cause yourself to lose enthusiasm. Don't lose your passion. Don't be disillusioned. Amen. So it not only says fear not, but it says do not be dismayed. Don't lose your passion for me. Don't lose your passion for the things that I've asked you to do. Don't be discouraged. Don't allow that spirit of fear to discourage you so that you avoid the issue or the challenge, hallelujah, or the storm that is in front of you. No, go at it with full force, knowing that the Lord God is with you. Know that the Lord God is with you. Amen. Let's turn to Psalm 23:5. We're still in the first key. Know that the Lord is with you. But here's what Psalm 23:5 says. A psalm that many of us are very well versed in. Amen.
Amen.
We know it by heart, some of us.
Yeah.
23:5 says, you prepare, this is King David talking to the Lord, right? You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. The Lord is with you, but he's not only with you. He has prepared a table for you, right? He has fully anointed you, and the oil of that anointing is running over. It's running over. Amen. So we can have a continual feast even when surrounded by our enemies, because God is with us.
Yes, he is.
Amen. God is more than enough, church. He never gives you just enough. He causes our cup to run over and overflow with the anointing of God. Amen. How can we fear? Amen. Fear not, says the Lord. Know that I'm with you. Key number one, amen. Key number two, know that you are loved. Amen. Know, and we're gonna say a few things here. Let's turn to 1 John 4:18. You gotta know, church, that you are loved by God. 1 John 4:18. Let's turn there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Amen. Are you hearing this? This is a great and powerful verse. It's saying here that fear torments. So those who serve God out of fear serve God out of torment. And that won't work for very long, church. Many people turn away from God not because they don't believe he exists, but because they have been taught to serve God out of fear of punishment. And they become tormented. I remember going to Catholic church, and I remember growing up that if I didn't do something right, I was taught that I would be punished by God. That God wouldn't love me. Amen. That God would punish me. I mean, I was told some very nasty things when I was a child in Catholic church. Because I was a student in Catholic church, and those nuns were no joke. You know, they really were no joke. Some of them, they just didn't know how to teach. Some of them just, you know, I look back and I said, my God, your life is miserable. Why did you become a nun then? You know, when I look back, but a lot of them, you know, they had the ruler in their hand. They were ready to kind of whip you. And even my brothers went through that. They got whipped with the ruler. And then they were, you know, they would instill fear on us about God. Oh, you just did this wrong, or you know, you failed through this test. Mm-mm. You disappointed God. And they instilled that fear in us. And it became like a torment. Anyway, later on, our mom took us out of the and brought us into the public school. It was just too much. Amen. Too much. And I think my brothers who were older suffer. My brother Michael suffered even more in Catholic school. Amen. So it was not a pleasant time. But you know what? You know, they you come to believe growing up that you're not good enough, that you just don't measure up. And you begin to believe it. And you know, when I came to the Lord, I had to renew my mind, and I had to begin to escape from that torment. And even like I said before, that fear still tries to come in and trigger me. Amen. But I thank God for the Holy Spirit that awakens you, because the Holy Spirit will nudge you. Amen. Will put up that signal on you. No. That's not who you are. You're my daughter. I haven't given you a spirit of fear. No. That's the enemy. Bind it, rebuke it, reject it. You know? And you gotta renounce. You gotta know when to renounce things. You gotta know when to divorce those lies. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Divorce those lies from the truth. No, the truth stands in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And what happens is that we tend to turn away from God because of those, you know, the fear, the torment, and all that. But hallelujah, praise the Lord for his mercy, that he's given us a brand new spirit. Hallelujah. And even in some churches, I still sometimes, you know, I hear some ministers that misrepresent the Lord when it comes to people and his love. No, God is not ashamed of you. He doesn't place guilt on you. There's no condemnation in Christ. But yet some people, and even ministers of the gospel, still want to make you feel that ashamed or condemned, or make you feel guilty. No. Leave that church. Amen. No. God is a loving God. God loves unconditionally. It doesn't matter what you've done.
Right.
The Lord says, come as you are. He doesn't say, go perfect yourself and then come to me. No. When the Lord, you receive the Lord, he says, come as you are. Your spirit is made perfect. If there's perfection in you, that's because the Lord Jesus is in you. Because he's perfect. He's holy. That's why the word says, be holy for I am holy. Why? Because you can walk in holiness. Because the Lord Jesus, who is holy, lives and resides in you.
Amen.
And if there is perfect or complete love, then there has to be an imperfect or incomplete love, which we just spoke about. But only perfect love casts out fear. And if we still fear the Lord's punishment or lack of intervention on our part, that means our love isn't perfected yet. Amen. So you got to examine yourself and say, you know, do I really know that God loves me? Or am I still in doubt? No. You got to know that you know. That love, agape love of God, is for you. He loves you. It doesn't matter what you've done last year, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, last night. It doesn't matter. It doesn't change how much God loves you. It is an unconditional love. It is infinite, never ending. And God will never fail because his love will never fail.
Amen.
Will never fail. Amen. God
Amen.
Loves you, and you gotta know without a shadow of doubt that the Lord loves you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why the verse that we read, love casts out fear. Amen. Because the love of God consumes everything that is negative and removes it from your life. Amen. If you allow it, because you got to make choices. Amen. So you got to make a decision. You know what? God, I know I'm your daughter. Hallelujah. And I know you love me no matter what. No matter what. I am under your grace. Hallelujah. Your grace is sufficient. And I thank you, God, for loving me this much. And you just lean into grace, like I said before. You got to lean in. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So there is no fear in love, church. No fear in love. God is for you, never against you. God has anointed you. Hallelujah. Wow. We are a powerhouse for the Lord. Amen. We are
Amen.
A powerhouse for
yes,
the Lord.
We are.
Amen. Another key.
Amen.
That's key number two. Know that you're loved. That is huge. Amen. You got to know that perfect love casts away all fear. Key number three is we need to trust God. Amen. We've been saying this, using this word for the past few weeks, but the reality is we need to trust God. Hallelujah. Turn to Psalm 56:3. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 56:3. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 56:3 says, whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. Amen. You got to know the word. Amen. We should always trust in the Lord, but this is especially true when we are afraid. Whenever we are afraid, we got to trust God. We got to trust God. We got to believe God. We got to trust him with everything we have. And the reality is that it seems that many people panic in difficult situations and lean on the flesh instead of leaning and trusting on God. You know, and this is where I find this is in John 14:1. Look at what it says in John 14:1, the Gospel of John, right? In John 14:1, the Lord is speaking and he says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. You can take the word believe out and say, you trust in God, trust also in me. Amen. This is the Lord Jesus
Amen.
Speaking. So it's talking to you. Do not let your heart be troubled. Do not let your heart come into fear. Amen. You are the one that has control. Church, you and me, we have control of our hearts. Other people and circumstances cannot trouble you unless, like I said before, unless you allow them to divert your attention from the Lord and His Word. Amen. You choose. Amen. We got the power to choose, right? We got a will that the Lord has given us. Are you going to allow people or circumstances to bring fear onto you or to trouble you? No. Amen. You've got to trust God. You got to trust God. We got to believe God. We got to believe in His Word. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus had just told the disciples here not to let their hearts be troubled. And here he told them how to do it. And the way he said it, he says, just believe. This is how you do it. Just believe. How can I not allow my heart to be troubled? Just believe. Just trust me. Have faith. And faith in God is the victory, church, that overcomes the world and all of its troubles and all of the fear. It is faith in God. It's believing in God. It's trusting in God that you will overcome these things. When I heard the Holy Spirit speak to me, I trusted the voice that I heard. I believe this is the Lord speaking to me. I believe in the voice that I heard, and I went on that side and I went along with the word and I said, no, I can do this in Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. See, you got to believe, you got to trust God. And so many of us are still finding it hard to trust the Lord, to trust on His word. And fear is equivalent to not trusting God. If you're in fear, that means you're not trusting God.
That's right.
Let's turn to another scripture. Let's go to Isaiah 26:3. Are you getting some of this today? Amen. I know it may be a lot, but there's a message here that the Lord is sharing with us. Hallelujah. Isaiah 26:3 says, you will keep him in perfect, here's the word perfect again, right? Perfect.
Amen.
Peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Amen? The verse is clear. Amen? This scripture clearly links our peace to keeping our minds, amen, our renewed minds, our daily minds that are being renewed by the word, stayed on Him and trusting in God. And it reveals that our emotions follow our thoughts, amen, right? Because if we're in fear, then we're gonna lose it, right? We're gonna be in chaos. We're gonna be in confusion, amen? But peace, as it says here, when our mind is stayed on the Lord, peace flows. Peace remains. Peace is what gives us that soundness of mind. There is clarity. We can think. And fear is a human emotion and a feeling. So the Lord keeps in perfect peace those, the men and women, believers who have their imagination, their mind stayed on the Lord. What are your thoughts like during the day? Are you thinking of things that are contrary to the word of God? Or are you contemplating and thinking and pondering on the things that are in the will of God? In the word of God? What God, has God promised to you? Are you contemplating on those things? Are you thinking on God? Are you meditating on His love? Are you meditating on His perfect peace that surpasses all understanding? Are you meditating on His joy? Are you meditating on praising Him? Are you surrendering yourself unto Him by lifting up your hands? Hallelujah. Are you meditating on Him when you speak to Him? When you pray to God? What is your mind stayed on? Because the word of God says he will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. Because we trust in him. Amen. Hallelujah. So what this verse says that we have to keep our minds focused on the Lord to the degree that we start walking by faith and not by sight. Amen. The word says the just lives by faith.
Amen.
So our minds have to remain focused on the Lord. Amen. And we're moving forward. We're moving forward. When we can trust God, God just opens opportunities, opens doors. Amen. There's divine appointments. There is peace. There is peace. Yeah. There is comfort. There is joy. If you're lacking that right now, it's on you. Because the Lord is in you. He resides in you. Amen. Tap into the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Key number four. Speak God's word against fear and act on it. See, it's not enough to just speak the word. You got to act on it. In other words, you got to follow through. Amen. Jesus responded to the enemy's lies with the word. Remember when he went into the wilderness? Jesus responded to Satan. Lies with the word. And he said, it is written. And I'm here to tell you, we can too. You can too. We got to respond with the word of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Because God is in the whole Bible, there's many promises that he's made in here. And if I had more time, I would give you scripture after scripture on all the verses that I can pull out that speaks about coming against fear, how the Lord promises us things. Amen. Let's turn to Psalm 27:1. God is faithful. All I can say is God is faithful. He's true to his word. Amen. Hallelujah. True to his promises. God is for you, never against you, church. Always for you. Always for you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 27:1 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Amen. The Lord is your light. He's your savior. He's your salvation. We can't see without light, right? We are the light. He is the light. And we can't see clearly without the light. We can't see where we're going. We can't see what is coming at us. We can't see ourselves or others without light. But we have the light. We have the light of Jesus, right? He's the one, we are glory carriers. The light of the Lord is residing in us. And we have become the light, the salt and light of the world. There is light within us. And when we are in Jesus, we can truly see when we are in the Lord. When we are connected with God, we can see. Amen. We can see the snares of the enemy. We can see the tricks of the enemy. We can see the lies of the enemy. Amen. So the Lord continues to shine his light upon you like he did with me. Amen. The light shone. Amen. I heard the Holy Spirit speak and I took action. I just didn't speak the word. I just didn't rebuke the enemy. I took action and I did what I was called to do at that very moment. Amen. So it's not enough to know the word of God. You got to take action against that fear. And you got to follow through and walk it through, knowing that the Lord is with you, knowing that you shall not fear, because fear is not from God. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Let's use an electrical outlet, right? You got the wall, the electrical outlet on the wall, right? And you got the extension cord or a cord because you need electricity. When you connect the two, when you insert that cord into the electrical outlet, there is power. There is light that comes on. Amen. There is life. Amen. Well, it's just like us. You got vine, who is God. We are the branch. Amen. And if we are not connected to the vine, you will not have any power. You will not have light. You will become blinded. Amen. If you don't remain connected to God. If I wasn't connected to God, when fear struck me and paralyzed me a few weeks ago, I would not have heard the still small voice of the Holy Spirit speaking to me. Amen.
Yes.
But because I've been connected and remain connected to the vine, remain connected to the electrical outlet, remain connected to the power of God, amen, to the light of Christ, amen, I heard and I acted upon it. Amen. So you gotta walk in the light of Jesus. And you gotta trust him. You really do need to trust God. You cannot be afraid of others. How greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world? Greater is he that is in you. You got to trust the Lord. You can't be afraid what others can do to you or say to you or come against you. And again, I'll say, those who walk in fear are not trusting in the Lord with all their hearts.
Right.
So if you're walking in fear, you got to examine yourself and repent and say, Lord, I repent from my ways. I trust you. I trust you. And just get in the word and begin to read scriptures about trusting and believing in God. Amen.
Amen.
Because we got to renew our minds. We got to know that we know. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's the knowing. It's the knowing. You got to know without a shadow of doubt what the Lord did on the cross for you. And just embrace it fully. Not parts of it. Totally embrace what God has done for us. Amen. Let's turn to
Amen.
Hebrews. Hebrews 13:5. I don't think we've been there. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm almost done. Oh, thank you, Jesus. 13:5. Is it this one? Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The reason we can be content, like I said before, with what we have is because we have the Lord Jesus. Amen. Now, I said that before. We can be enjoyed. We can be content. We can be at peace because we know that we have the Lord. We know that we have a full revelation of the Spirit of God, of this. So if you know you have the Lord, and if you know the Holy Spirit lives and resides in you, it would be impossible for you to be depressed or discontent when you know, when you have a full revelation of how much God loves you and that the Holy Spirit himself is living and residing in you. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So there's no reason for you not to be content and be depressed or in discomfort when the Lord God is residing in you. Amen?
Amen.
The Lord gave us his word that he would never leave us nor forsake us. The Lord is with us wherever we go. Wherever you go, he's there. Wherever you go, he's there. And the reality is I don't always feel God. We don't always feel God's presence. And our circumstances don't always look like God is with us, right? Can I get a yes on this? Because it's the truth. Sometimes we don't feel God's presence. And this is a feeling, right? But we don't serve God based on our feelings. Amen? But sometimes
Amen.
we come to think, yeah, God, where are you? You know, and or sometimes our circumstances that we have or, you know, the troubles that we have, you know, sometimes we feel God, you're not here with me, right? And we don't always see the sun either, right? There are times when we may go weeks without seeing a sunshine, right? But we know it's there, right?
Amen.
We know the sun is hiding behind the clouds. We know the sun is there. Likewise,
amen.
God is always there whether or not we see or feel him. Amen. Yes. God amen. Is always there because he will never leave you nor forsake you. God is with you.
Amen.
And key amen. Number four, like I said, you got to speak God's word against fear and act on it because God's word is your weapon. God's word is your weapon. So we need to walk as believers of the word of God, walk and be encouraged because courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is moving forward in spite of fear.
Yes.
Amen. Take
amen.
Courage. Timothy had to step up. He was timid. He was in fear. And Paul sent this letter to encourage him because he needed Timothy. He became one of his co-laborers. He went on mission trip with Paul. He began to preach, but Paul needed to instill in him truth and encourage him that fear is not from God. Moses had to go back to Egypt because God called him. No, you need to go back to Egypt because you need to deliver the people out of Israel, out of Egypt, out of bondage.
Yep.
Yes.
So he had to go back. Was you think he was fearful? He didn't even want to go because he was a stutterer. Amen. And he was fearful. Esther had to speak to the king. Amen. And she was also fearful. Amen. But she took action. Amen. She took action and walked in the king's chamber. And he lifted that scepter up and allowed her to speak. And you and I, we are called to rise up too. We are called to rise up to the occasion, to whatever it is that has come against you. We need to rise up, whether it's fear, whether it's circumstances, challenges, or tribulation. We are called to rise up.
Okay.
Amen?
Amen.
Because God gives us the courage to go through it with him. Because God is with us.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
And you may be facing something right now that seems bigger than you. But here's the good news, church. God is with you. He hasn't given you a spirit of fear. He's given you everything you need to overcome. Amen? And let's go
Amen.
To the last scripture. And with this, I will end. Deuteronomy 31:6. Let's go to the Old Testament. Deuteronomy 31:6 says, "Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them, for the Lord God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you."
Amen.
Church. So don't let fear seal your future. Stay in God's power, walk in his love, think with a sound mind, because you are more than an overcomer. You are loved. Hallelujah. By God, and God is
Amen.
For you, never against you. So be encouraged, stay strong. Hallelujah. For God is with you wherever you go. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Good.